The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is three little resolutions with big savings. Garden goals for the new year. Three little resolutions with big savings? Yes, please. And not the exercise and eat right kind. I'm talking about gardening resolutions. In my opinion, the best kind. It's great to start the new year with goals, and the kind that put dollars back in your pocket are among the best. Here are my top three tips to grow your green as well as your green thumb. Number one, K-cups. The first of three little resolutions with big savings is to make yourself recycle your K-cups. This first tip is actually a two-for-one saver. First, toss the spent coffee grounds into your garden to enrich the soil. Free fertilizer is always a great way to save. You end up with more bountiful yields if you grow veggies, which also saves on your grocery bill. Additionally, K-cups make excellent starter cups for growing plants. You can pierce the bottom for drainage and easily wash them and continue using them each time you start seeds. Number two, plant seeds. The most fun of my three little resolutions with big savings. Save money and get exactly the variety of plants you want when you plant seeds. Make a plan, consider your space and budget, then shop for seeds. There is effort and patience required, but it isn't rocket science. Plus, it's nice to have a little garden project indoors during the cold winter months. Once you get started, you can save seeds each year, virtually eliminating the cost of planting a garden. Some other perks with regards to using seeds? Often a package is way more than you need, and if you have gardening friends, you can swap seeds or plants with them. Be sure to consider flowers and veggies alike. The pollinators who will visit your flowers will be important to veggie production too. Pro tip, check out the Master Gardener Associations and libraries in your area. Most have resources for free seeds and are happy to share. Libraries often have seed libraries where patrons can grab a few packets of free seeds each season. There are links to find out more about free seeds online. Finally, rain barrels. One of the biggest expenses I've had as a gardener is my water bill. Setting up rain barrels allow you to collect and store water. Many cities and towns offer inexpensive and even free barrels to homeowners. If not, you will have the initial cost of the barrel, or recycle a large vessel if you have one. The idea is simple. Route your gutters into barrels, then use the free water to hydrate your plants. This water isn't for drinking, but it's great for gardens. I read an article years ago that explained the details of setting up a rain-catching system and how much money one family saved. Hundreds of dollars in just a year, and I was sold. Give these garden strategies a try and see how three little resolutions with big savings can change the way you garden. Here's to a healthy, happy, and profitable garden season. Thanks so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.